I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A new retirement survey out this morning shows we're saving more than before. Good news. And then cautions, but we're not saving enough, not nearly enough. Bad news. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, good news, bad news, who's saving and who's not?
Well, Alex, none of us are planning enough or saving enough for what apparently may not be very golden years. And we're talking all generations, baby boomers on down. The annual Retirement Confidence Survey shows 58% of the workforce is currently saving up for retirement, as you said. But the size of those retirement funds isn't anywhere near what they're going to need in order to stop working at some point. Partly because of that, about half those surveyed said they plan to work after retirement. But of course, then you're counting on being in good health, and there's no guarantee you will be.
You know, experts keep saying save more, but people don't do it.
No, they don't. You know, it's so hard. It's not so hard to save for a down payment on that new car, but it's so hard to save for retirement, right? Well, in a lot of cases, it is a matter of prioritizing where your money is going. But I spoke with Don Blandin, president of the American Savings Education Council, and he says part of the problem is we are role modeling our retirement.
Well, they see their parents and their grandparents in many cases doing okay, but they're doing okay because of a kind of a different period of time, and today's demands mean that if you're trying to save for your future today and you're a Gen Xer or a baby boomer or even a member of the millennial generation, those born in 1982 and after, you need to start saving now and saving on a regular basis.
And Alex, another big part of the problem, looking at expectations again, is that 35% of those surveyed said they're counting on getting retiree health insurance through their workplace. But of course, companies all over the place have been slashing retiree health benefits. So all the things you're counting on, Social Security, pensions, health benefits, you shouldn't be counting on them.
What's a good rule of thumb for thinking about retirement, Tess?
A good rule of thumb is planning to have 70 to 80%, sometimes 90% of your pre-retirement income. That's a lot of money that needs to be saved up front. In raw numbers, it's kind of hard to imagine that you won't have enough. 26% in the survey, for example, reported that they'd saved more than $100,000. Sounds like a good start, but $100,000 by most standard rules will only produce $3,000 a year in retirement income. So get out the calculator. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at Walmart's controversial and expensive push to open up superstores here in California.
Tess, thank you. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.